Hey, Tailblazers, I'm Rebecca Cunningham, and this is Girl Tales, a kids' podcast of feminist stories for a new generation. Happy Season 4. I am so excited to be back here with you. We have so many wonderful stories for you this season. I am so excited for you to hear them. I've missed you so much. Before we get started, I want to send some very special shout-outs to Parker, Rory Barrow, Cade, Arlie, Nova, Iris, and Stone. Thank you all so much for listening to Girl Tales. Grown-ups, if you would like to hear your child's name at the top of our next episode, head to patreon.com/girltales and donate today. Now, on to our episode. This is Major, Minor, and the Three Sisters. Enjoy! I'd like to tell you about a friend of mine. Well, actually, three friends. Five friends. Robin, Chickadee, and Moosebird, and Ursa Major and Ursa Minor. I met them all one night. Or was it morning? It might have been a dream, I'm still not sure. Either way, the day I met them was a magical adventure, and I'll tell you all about it, just like I tell you all of the other stories. But before I even get to the adventure part of the story, I should start with what led me to meeting them. Before I lived in Freshwater, I lived in a village just outside of Niagara Falls with my mom and my two younger sisters, Claire and Mary. Now, I loved Claire and Mary, but boy, were they getting on my nerves. Every single day we would fight about something. Claire would wake me in the middle of the night because she would snore so loudly. So I'd wake her up and then we'd argue, and that would wake up our mom. "Girls, it's the middle of the night," my mother would yell. "Get along and get yourselves back to sleep." Mary, on the other hand, would challenge me to a board game every single day. She was relentless, and even though she was the youngest, she did everything possible to win. I still think she cheated a bunch. We would inevitably argue until our mom broke it up. "Girls," she'd yell. "One of these days, you are going to realize how much a sister's love is worth." "I doubt it," I'd tell her. "It is worth all the stars in the sky. You'll see," she would say as she walked away. But it didn't seem to stick. I'd fight with both of them constantly. I didn't really know why, but they just got on my nerves. I wished so much to be an only child. But every day I'd wake up, and there they were. Claire and Mary. Two annoying little sisters. And then one day, while I was eating cereal for breakfast, the phone rang. My mom picked up. "Oh, hello, Cousin Sharon." Cousin Sharon was my mom's cousin. She was much older than my mom, but she was also very cool. She had short hair, wrote poetry, went on hikes, and even flew her very own airplane. I loved it when Cousin Sharon called. She always had a great story to tell. "Please, please, 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 can I talk to Cousin Sharon?" I tugged on my mom's shirt as I begged. All right," she said as she handed the phone over. "Hiya, kid. How's it going?" Cousin Sharon asked. "Oh, I'm okay," I told her.
I hear you're going through some tough times over there.
Yeah, a little bit. Claire and Mary won't stop bothering me.
Well, I have an idea, and I've already got your mother's approval.
What's that?
Why don't you come over here to Freshwater?
As a reminder, I lived in the town near Niagara Falls. I hadn't moved to Freshwater until a few years later. But how will I get there? I asked her.
I'll pick you up in my airplane, of course.
And that's what she did. Can you believe it? My very first ride in an airplane. My mom drove me to the tiny little airport near my town. Cousin Sharon waved at me from the tarmac in her worn brown leather jacket. Hiya, kid! I hugged my mom goodbye, grabbed Cousin Sharon's hand, and off we went. The sun began to set as we flew above my town, the trees, the mountains. Niagara Falls actually looked small from way up there. Cousin Sharon let me sit in the co-pilot's seat next to her. It was magical. As we got closer to Freshwater, the night sky fell and we landed on a dirt runway right in front of Cousin Sharon's house. I climbed out of the co-pilot seat and walked off the plane with Sharon. She made her way toward the house, but I halted. Why, you ask? Well, I looked up, and I had never seen a sky like that before. I didn't know there were this many stars, I said to Cousin Sharon. Oh yeah, kid, there's an infinite amount. Infinite? That means there isn't a big enough number to describe them, and each one you see has a story. Really? Oh, yeah. You see those three stars lined up in a row? She asked as she pointed up. I do. That's the belt of a hunter named Orion. There was a goddess Artemis that fell in love with him, and one day she accidentally shot him with an arrow, and because she was so devastated, she placed him amongst the stars. He's been there ever since. Oh, wow. Is he lonely? Not at all. He has a ton of friends all throughout the sky. Now look, over here, at this cluster of stars. This larger square over here is Ursa Major. And the smaller square just over here, that's Ursa Minor. Ursa Major and Ursa Minor. What's their story? Well, Ursa Major was a mama bear, and Ursa Minor was her baby. These three stars over here, they are the three sisters who hunted Ursa Major and Minor. Their names were Robin, Chickadee, and Moosebird. Hunters? Yes. While the three sisters chased them, Ursa Major and her baby managed to climb so far up a mountain that they reached the sky. And that's where they've been since. And what about the sisters? Well, they followed them up the mountain. They were hunters, of course. They thought they were going to be able to go home with food for their families. They didn't realize that they were going to spend eternity in the sky. That seems scary. Perhaps it is, but they really aren't alone up there either. I guess that's true. Some say when it's foggy in the morning here, Ursa Major and Minor and the three sisters come back down to visit Freshwater. They climb down that mountain right over there. They'll step right out of the fog and the chase continues throughout town. Do you think I'll see them, Cousin Sharon? I've never seen them myself, but anything is possible. Now let's get you to bed. I loved spending my time in freshwater with Cousin Sharon. She'd make me bug juice, show me all of the hummingbirds around her property, and I even got to help her fix up her plane. One thing she didn't know about was what I would do in the mornings before she woke up. As soon as the sun rose, I'd rush down the stairs and search around to see if I could see any fog. I wanted to meet the bears and the sisters so badly. I had so many questions I wanted to ask them. But without fail, there was never any fog, and that meant no bears and no sisters. That was until my very last morning here. At least I think it was morning. I can't remember getting out of bed or getting myself down the stairs. I just remember a sky of purples and blues that faded into the deep greens of the grass around me. I remember a thick fog swirling around, a cool dew brushing up against my skin, and then the sound of something. Someone. Lots of someones running toward me. It scared me, so I tried to run away from what I was hearing, but I was lost in the fog. I couldn't even see my hand in front of my own face. I closed my eyes and stood there, wishing Cousin Sharon would come find me. A swoosh of wind flew past, and I opened my eyes. The fog had settled, and I was at the base of a mountain. The mountain Cousin Sharon told me about. And there they were. The two bears and 1, 2, 3. The sisters behind them. Without even thinking, I just started to run after them. I chased them throughout the town, my feet bare and in my pajamas. I had so many questions to ask them. I kept yelling, "Hey, stop!" But they didn't seem to hear me. I eventually ran out of breath and could no longer chase them. I felt so defeated. They were so fast and so far gone. I turned around to head back to Cousin Sharon's, and suddenly, there they were, staring me right in the face. Robin, Chickadee, and Moosebird. And right behind them were Ursa Major and Ursa Minor. The bears didn't seem afraid of the sisters at all, even though the sisters were hunters. I think I even saw Ursa Minor nuzzle her head up against Chickadee. "Who are you?" Robin asked me.
I'm Rebecca, I stammered.
"And why are you chasing us?" Moosebird responded.
"Well, I..."
"No one's ever chased us before," Chickadee cut me off.
"I wanted to ask you questions."
"Questions?"
Moosebird asked.
"Yeah,"
I let her know. We stood in silence, staring blankly at each other. Ursa Major let out a grunt. "Major's growing impatient. Go ahead, ask before we have to go back up the mountain," Robin said to me.
"Are you scared of living up in the sky?" I asked.
"At first it was scary,"
Chickadee told me.
"We missed our family and our community."
"But we had each other," Robin interjected. "Don't you get sick of one another?" I asked.
"Maybe a little,"
Moosebird responded.
"Sometimes Robin shines so brightly at night, it wakes me up. It's really annoying."
"My sister Claire snores, and she wakes me up at night, too."
"I wish I had my own room," I told them.
"Me too,"
Moosebird agreed.
"Whenever we come down for a run, Chickadee always has to run faster than me. It really gets on my nerves," Robin said.
"Oh my goodness, my sister Mary is always trying to beat me at board games, and I don't always feel like competing," I told her.
"But my sisters are the most important people in the entire universe to me," Robin said.
spending time together is. Worth all the stars in the sky? I asked, remembering what my mother told me.
Exactly, Chickadee responded.
Plus, Major has become like a mama to us, and Minor's like our baby brother.
But weren't you hunting them to feed your families? I asked.
Hunting? Not at all! Moosebird exclaimed.
Actually, we were like you. We wanted to know more about bears. They were such interesting, mysterious creatures.
We just wanted to ask them questions.
Chickadee started.
But we scared them, and so they ran to the top of the highest mountain. We chased them all the way to the top,
Moosebird added on. Now we live in the sky together, and we get to ask them as many questions as we want and look down at Earth and out into the great, vast universe, Robin went on. Lots of people have made up different stories about us, but that one's the truth. The fog started to come back up around our feet. Another grunt came out of Major.
Well, it's time for us to head back, Robin called out. It was nice meeting you, Rebecca. Good luck with your sisters.
The fog swirled up around us, and they disappeared into it. The next thing I remember, I was back in my bed at Cousin Sharon's. Cousin Sharon flew me back to Niagara Falls that day. Claire and Mary were there with Mom to greet me. They both immediately ran up to me and gave me a great big hug. Everything that annoyed me seemed to disappear. I was so happy to see them. Now that we're all grown up, Claire still snores and Mary is still super competitive. But I've grown to love those things about them. We talk to one another almost every day. And when the stars come out at night, I think of Robin, Chickadee, and Moosebird. I think of Major and Minor. And I remember that their love for one another is worth all the stars in the sky.
That was Major, Minor, and the Three Sisters. Written and executive produced by me, Rebecca Cunningham. Produced by Tessa Flannery. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review wherever you get your podcasts. And if you love this story, share it with a friend. Grownups, you can find us on Instagram and Facebook. Oh, and remember, I believe in you.
Being a princess. Strong in the night, you gotta remember, yeah, you gotta remember.